This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly today held a special session to mark the conclusion of its Golden Jubilee celebrations, commemorating 50 years of its journey since inception in 1975. Initiating the discussion in the House, Parliamentary Affairs and Education Minister P.D. Sona highlighted that the House has conducted 137 sessions and 465 sittings in the past 5 decades, enacting several laws that pave the way for the state's development. He noted that the Assembly, now functioning digitally and paperlessly, has become a model for other states and remains unique for its disruption-free proceedings and developmental politics. Chief Minister Pema Khandu recalled that the Assembly first began functioning on August 18, 1975, and has since undertaken many reformative and transformative legislations. He said the institution has successfully hosted major events, including the G20 meet, despite external opposition, and urged legislators to frame more inclusive policies to make Arunachal a developed state. He stressed that public awareness and participation remain crucial in addressing key challenges. In a video message, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated the Assembly on completing 50 years. He described it as a pillar of democracy and expressed hope that it continues to meet the aspirations of the people. Governor K.T. Parnaik lauded the contributions of former legislators, calling their felicitation a meaningful aspect of the Golden Jubilee. He said every member had played a vital role in shaping Arunachal's trajectory through lawmaking, policy guidance and community engagement. On the occasion, he also released the Golden Jubilee souvenir and journal, followed by the screening of a documentary on the Assembly's journey. Speaker Tesam Pongte described the 50-year journey not just as a measure of time, but as a testimony to the state's democratic evolution. He recalled that the Assembly initially had 33 members, of whom 30 were elected and 3 nominated by the centre. Taking part in the discussion, Laisam Simai said that today the House has a good mixture of young and experienced members, which is a healthy sign. Honchun Namdam said that the state has gone through various reformative stages and also political crisis, but has lived through it and is thriving and are united as one. Other members, namely Thangam Wangham, Ninong Ering, Oken Taing, Wangling Luangdong, Tako Tatung and Congress MLA Kumar Y also participated in the discussion. DC Papumpare Visakha Yadav convened an awareness meeting on Panchayat Advancement Index 2.0 with all stakeholder departments of the Deputy Commissioners Conference Hall, UPR, today. While chairing the meeting, the DC underlined the objectives of PAI 2.0 and its alignment with the Sustainable Development Goals. She stressed that the achieving the localized SDGs through PAI 2.0 will serve as true indicators of grassroots development. In the meantime, the DC has called for close coordination between Gram Panchayat chairpersons and the member secretaries of Gram Panchayats to ensure the submission of accurate data. The first quarter district task force on immunization meeting and orientation on the upcoming measles rubella campaign were held today at the DC Conference Hall, UPA. While addressing the gathering, Deputy Commissioner Visakha Yadav has called for intensified awareness campaigns, urging dissemination of immunization information during mass gatherings in churches, namlos, mosques and similar venues. The meeting was attended by senior officials including the DMO, DRCHO, DDSC, ICDS Director, DPOs and medical officers from CHCs and PHCs. The Metrical Centre, Itanagar, has issued a yellow alert for Tawang, West Kaming, East Kaming, Kurungkume, Papumpare, Upper Siang, Dibang Valley, Anjo, Changlang and Tirab District in Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted thunderstorm with lightning very likely at the isolated places. Deputy Commissioner Tawang Nyamgil Angmo convened the district-level NCORD Narcotics Coordination Meeting at the DC's Conference Hall, Tawang, today. During the meeting, Deputy SP Tawang Taso Kato highlighted the ongoing initiatives by Tawang Police, including awareness program in schools, joint drives and villages and SSB. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.